do a special episode of This Week on Channel 9.
But because of me, right? It's my special?
No, not so much. We're at BlizzCon.
We are at BlizzCon.
Woo! Okay. So, Sammy and I are clearly Blizzard Entertainment fanboys and gamers. And
exactly.
We got a bunch of other stuff coming on Channel 10, too.
Exactly, so keep an eye on that here.
Yes, but we actually had developer news.
It's okay.
Well, apparently, we'll, shocker.
It's not about Warcraft, is it?
No, only our stuff is, really.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get into it.
Yes. So first thing is WPF effects library shipped.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes. So it's on CodePlex, and I've actually looked at HLSL. Kind of scares the crap out of me. So it's really nice that these folks made it really easy to use the effects. So as you can see, some of the pictures here, they have vectors, invert color, emboss, cloudy, crumble, dissolve.
We got pixelated. You went for that old school classic Channel 9 look.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
I know many
of you to do keep it real or something.
Yeah, you
so I'm thinking t-shirt designs with WPF.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a t-shirt that runs WPF. Get a graphics card action in there.
I think we need some more Channel 9 t-shirts. So Adam Kitty actually has a video of this too.
Yeah, my next door neighbor.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's right next door. Yes.
How funny. Stephen Walther has a great series on ASP.NET MVC.
This is a good
5-part series on how to do a family video site, like uploading a photo, you build a controller to actually take the photo upload. And you were mentioning he's the man?
Yes, so we're rebuilding VisitMix, they're relaunching their site, using MVC, and his blog is indispensable when it comes to great information and just tips on like how to get started. MVC's great, but it can be a little intimidating at first, but his posts do a really good job of not only kind of showing what the platform can do, but how to do it. And he's got some great code up there. We're using some samples in the project that we're going to ship, and we'll put on CodePlex.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, and how long did it take you guys to do that stuff, too?
We got 80% of the functionality done in like a week and a half. It was awesome.
We're actually almost done. It's
pretty insane. And this guy's a big help. He got some great libraries, some great code. You should download his stuff. It's good.
Alright, so check it out. Another thing, and I always love looking at numbers, and I realize these are like micro benchmarks, so they don't mean crap, but it's always interesting to see some of the differences. So XML document, which is the old school XML libraries, versus XElement, which is using Link. So they ran some numbers, and it's 6 to 10x faster.
That is very nice.
That is huge.
So much easier to code with XElement and things like that, making new documents and just doing simple, easy queries against them. It runs faster, too. That's, you like that.
Yeah, exactly. And there's math behind it, so if anybody tells you Link sucks, you can be like, actually,
Link to this post, and it will link you out.
Yeah, exactly. And then we can call them out as being new. But they'll probably come back and then say, XPF document does this. So that was one of the things that wasn't included in the test.
Yeah.
But still interesting to see. 6 to 10x faster.
Great
numbers. This is actually from Channel 10, but Live Search is now in Facebook. And they actually have a quote here, which is, and this is from the Facebook blog, not the actual blog. This is the first step in giving you the ability to find content from across the web while using Facebook. And Angus Norton had another quote, which was, as we evaluate we'll explore additional ways to integrate Live Search more deeply into the Facebook experience.
Now, we've spent 2 days getting, like, cryptic hints about the future, so I think that,
Yeah.
Good stuff is coming.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. It's like, I can do a search, like, you know how you can do equations sometimes in search engines? Will you be able to do a poke counter or something, like poke and then the person's name and get their number? Like, how deep are they going?
It would be pretty cool if almost you could kind of maybe see the searches your friends are doing or like kind of the sites that they're looking at and kind of stuff they're looking for.
Do we really need more stalker tools? That's my thing. Like, can we...
It's hard these days to... I mean...
Apparently. So, moving right along. Scott Hanselman blogged about this, but this is the web platform installer.
This is cool, because it's a great one-stop shop for getting everything you need to dev on actual platform.
Yes, so it's everything from IIS tools to Visual Studio, Visual Web Developer Express, SQL Server 2008, getting those two working up and running easily.
Before you have to go and chase down all this stuff, now you just grab yourself this and
Yeah, so the comparative thing would be Ruby on Rails developers.
Exactly.
It's instant Rails,
yeah,
if you will, for .NET. So, yeah, cool stuff. Miguel Ducaza actually was talking about Mono. So, Mono 2.0 is out. So, you can actually check it out. But one of the cool parts is where he talks about where they've actually ported Mono. And some of these aren't really functioning that great. But they have it running on the Wiimote embedded. They have it running
on the mode itself, not on the...
Oh, I'm sorry, on the Wii.
On a Wii, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, that'd be sweet.
No, that would be cool. Because I think that's just like...
Well, you've done everything else controller with the Wiimote stuff, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's powering this building. No, and then the iPhone, where they have an iPhone example.
Where
so,
they've down the iPhone.
No, Mono 2.0 is in everything. So Miguel goes through step-by-step which APIs they're actually implementing.
Yeah.
So
it's cool. I mean, it's nice to be able to write some code and put it around in different platforms. It's good to see the community kind of...
Yeah. There's certain APIs where you want to argue, but at least the nice thing is they do have Link. So, but they don't have any
Link,
WPF.
And so that's pretty great. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So... but for web apps, maybe. That's
cool.
So Charles was actually at JAL. Yes, exactly. So he interviewed Anders and a guy named Guy Steele. Guy Steele's the creator of Scheme.
Sweet.
And he's worked with Lisp and a number of these functional programming languages. But let's actually go to the clip so you can see some of
I think a lot of the work we did with C# 3.0 and Link is pretty relevant to the concurrency phenomenon, like having things like Lambda expressions and the other stuff that we added makes it possible to build kinds of higher order kinds of APIs like matrix manipulation or query and set operations and transforms where you say to the API, here's my data, mm-hmm. and here's the function I want you to apply to it, now go away and do it, and then internally this thing can go away and do it in parallel. And one such example is P-Link, and a parallel implementation of Link, which is part of the parallel extensions for .NET. Now, of course, then doing that starts to bring into focus issues. Mm-hmm. Because we are an imperative programming language, we allow you to have mutation, and if you pass a piece of data and a function that has side effects to an API, and you tell it to go do this in parallel, then God knows what kinds of results you're going to see, and they're probably not the ones you expect. So we're sort of lacking mechanisms in the language to control side effects or to call attention to them. It sure would be nice to have language support for pure functions and a formalization of immutable data and possibly support for isolation in some form where you can sort of in the compiler reason about whether an object has been revealed to anybody else, and as long as it hasn't and you're just dealing with it in a local variable, then actually it is safe to mutate it because no one else knows you're doing it, and so the side effects are not visible. And so those are things we think about. Those are not things that are in the language currently, but those are things that we'd like to have in the language.
All right, cool stuff from Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's actually got a bunch of concurrency videos as well from JAL, so lots of good stuff.
Well, it's Charles, you know, you're going to get concurrency, Anders, and deep web assignment. That's...
Yeah, oh, and Eric Meyer, too, which happened to be there, which is like the Charles trifecta.
That's the hat trick.
We should actually have, like, Charles Bingo.
Oh, I was just going to say Charles Bingo. That would be awesome.
Yes, or the Charles drinking game. Every time it says interesting, that's a drink.
You love me, Charles.
Exactly, but that's because we're fanboys. Okay, so another video, Bill Hill. So this is actually my first interview with Bill.
Nice.
So he's a fascinating guy. And this is with Christian Little Guru, who's actually, it was his last week, which is kind of sad.
Aww.
I know.
Well, you got to see Bill Hill's last week. It's pretty good last week.
Yes. Well, we saw him a couple weeks ago. We just didn't put it up until, because we had a bunch of, Visual Studio 2010 had to launch. but this clip is actually Bill talking about the code embedded into fonts, and there's thousands of specific instructions to make sure fonts look okay. And he actually talks it on the, goes to the whiteboard, so let's take a look at that clip.
Here you have a letter M. And it should look like this. Great. But then you put it on a pixel grid. because you have to rasterize it, you have to turn it into dots.
Right.
Of course.
Now, what happens? Well, this one looks like it doesn't fill the whole pixel. So we'll turn it off in any simple algorithm, rasterizing algorithm. So there would be the ones that would be turned off. This one would be turned off. That one would be turned off. That one would be turned off. And that one would be turned off. So there's what you're left with in your letter M. This one would be turned on, but this one might be turned off. So there's the actual rasterization that you get. You get this pixel, and this pixel, and this one's blank. And that's what really simplistic rasterization would give you.
Sure.
So what you need to be able to do is tell the rasterizer things like, make sure that all the stems of your letter N are equal width. Right? So, these will all be one pixel wide. Mm-hmm. Don't change any of them until the text is scaled to a size where you can change them all to 2 pixels wide.
Oh, so you'd like to define a relationship between these three guys here?
Exactly. That these three guys are always equal. So there'll be a program.
Who decides that, right?
There'll be lines of code. TrueType has an assembler type language.
In the
instruction
set. In each font, there's like, you have some part of assembler.
So we got the second part of that coming up too. So
what's a bill hitter?
It's like an hour and a half. Yeah. So that's one of the other things is whenever you're talking to Billy, he's just like so fascinating. You really just like he needs his own reality TV show.
Well, you go in there like knowing what you're going to talk about. You come out with
Finding out that fonts have thousands of lines of code.
Yeah, I don't really think that's why you went there that day.
Not at all. So it really is sort of fascinating stuff. So, speaking of cool technology, one of the things we have in Windows 7 is multi-touch. So, yeah. So, one of the cool things Office Labs folks did is, assuming you don't have a multi-touch laptop, which nobody does.
That's true.
They released a touchless SDK that actually uses multiple mice.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. So, and the cool part is, the Office Labs guys actually made TechCrunch, which is always a cool thing. So, check this out if you want to start playing with how those APIs work and how gestures work. And I personally haven't looked at this, but it'd be fascinating to see if it's like matrix math where you have to do, you know, this is going at this velocity.
I can't think of the gaming implications of dual fisting mouse or having multi-touch.
Oh, I bet you can. Implications of dual fisting. Okay, tough guy. So, speaking of games, since we are at BlizzCon.
Yes.
Sam, you get a pick of the week.
My pick of the week, my very first one. So my pick of the week is the Diablo 3 Wizard class, which was demoed and launched here at BlizzCon.
Yes.
And I've picked my favorite spell from the Wizard class. It's called Slow Time. You summon a big giant bubble, and everything inside it that's trying to kill you gets nice and slow. They've got some great demo videos of, you know, arrows coming in and slowing down, and then you can knock them back at people. It's a great class if you just want to blow stuff up, and I like to do that, so.
Yeah, I actually got to play the Witch Hunter class, which was a lot of fun. It was, sort of seemed like he could do all plagues. Like, his number one attack was, like, summoning frogs. And these frogs would just, like, literally swarm over people and just explode, and then you had, like, a zombie dog.
Yeah.
And it was just like green splatter. It looked like a Nickelodeon video from hell. Is probably the best way
to
say
it. Appropriate because Diablo takes place in hell. So there you go.
Yeah. So Diablo 3 is looking really, really cool.
It's a blast.
So my pick of the week is the World of Warcraft costume contest, which was a lot of fun. We actually will have an entire video from it on Channel 10. But this was, I guess it's an undead rogue. And what you can't see about this picture is those are her actual eyes, meaning she drew every single part of darkness and is wearing pitch black eyes. It is the freakiest thing. If you've never seen somebody with those kind of eyes and she was taking pictures, like, if I got scared of a costume, I mean, I'm afraid.
I'm going to need to hug Dan a little bit after this, guys. And she got really into it, too, the way she moved.
Oh, yes. So you got to see her footage. But It was awesome. So she wins, and but she didn't win, which was the sad part. So yeah, I think they need best like character instead of just costume. But that's it from BlizzCon. So Santhi, appreciate you coming out here and check out our.
Yeah, it was real hard work. It was tough on me to take the time off to come and talk about World of Warcraft.
Yes, ever so tough.
I know.
Yes. So considering I have to edit all the footage. Okay, great. And thanks, everyone.
All right.